Hartford Community College welcomes you to this presentation of Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net and the Hartford Sports Network. Now, let's go inside Hartford Athletics with Glenn Clark.
Welcome into Fighting Owls Weekly, produced by SFMSports.net, the official home for Hartford Community College Athletics. I am Glenn Clark, joined as always right at the start of the show by the Director of Athletic Communications, Mr. Kevin Carver. Kevin, know you've been a little under the weather this week. Appreciate taking the time, as it's a good time right now when it comes to spring sports at Hartford.
It sure is. It's been a great week for the Fighting Owls. Feels like each week for the spring season, it keeps going. We keep getting a lot more W's in the column, and each team is contributing to that. Softball team picked up a big win the other day. Baseball team, they're rolling. They keep getting W after W in a big way. But I want to start off with the lacrosse teams. Both lacrosse teams, their season's kind of short. So the stretch run has hit full stride for them, and both teams are ranked in the national polls. The women are fourth, and the men are 10th. And they both keep picking up big wins. They had a rivalry win and a doubleheader on the road the other day against Anne Arundel, hoping that the women would win as they're ranked and Anne Arundel isn't. It was a battle, and Lauren Haggerty and Cassie Jones picked up the slack as they always have been offensively, and the defense stayed strong as well, and they picked up a close 12-10 win on the road. And it really, that win for the men kind of set the tone for the rest of the season for them. They were on pace, if you look talent-wise and record-wise, right with Anne Arundel, right with Howard. And the first chance they get against Anne Arundel, they knocked them off in a big road upset. So that really stepped them up a next level. And it seems like for Coach Berardi and the men's team, who I think we'll probably talk to next week, the wins that they're getting as the season keeps going, the season we kind of thought, we're getting a little bit better than we kind of thought that was going to be with the coaching job that he's done and the talent that he's getting from his guys.
All right, I got to ask about this women's schedule, though. Who made this schedule that there are five road games in the span of 8 days?
I'm not sure. It's a little spring break help. It's tough for them. They always do a spring break trip where they go north. There's really, in the JUCO women's lacrosse level, There's only teams in the New York area and the Maryland area. So around spring break, they usually go north and play the teams. Those teams are routinely the top-tier teams in the nation. Monroe, who we actually played at home last week, have won four straight national titles. They haven't lost a game in 4 years. And when we played them last week, we scored 12 goals against them. And the final score was, I think, 22-12 or something like that. But when I went back and looked in Monroe's 54-game win streak, the 12 goals that Hartford scored, most goals they've ever given up.
Wow.
Their coach was a little cranky that we scored that many goals on them at home. And they've ended our season the last 3 years. But they're a powerhouse. So they go up there this week to play, this weekend over spring break, to play Erie. Not really that strong, but Onondaga, a team that's ranked ahead of them in the national polls on the weekend. So that'll be a good pace game for them to see where they're at.
No doubt about that. Now, on the men's side, you mentioned that they got things turned around with a big win. That came after a three-game losing streak. How important was it for them to get that win, knowing there's only four games left in the regular season?
I think it was huge for them for that reason that you say. There's only a few games left, but also because they kind of were level with Howard and with Anne Arundel. And when it comes to the postseason, the region play, for seeding purposes, obviously want to be as high as we can. And I think at the beginning of the year, if you kind of gave Coach some truth serum, he thought maybe, you know, he'd be near the bottom of the pack with, you know, Anne Arundel and Howard maybe below them. And that win against Howard, or against Anne Arundel with Howard coming up, I think speaks volumes to the turnaround that he's had in season with these guys. They've bought in. He's got a very short roster, and they've bought into his style, gave Essex a run for their money, and they're playing, even though they just had a three-game losing streak, they're playing really good ball right now.
He is Kevin Carver, Director of Athletic Communications at Hartford Community College, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. All right, for the baseball team, there was that weird thing that happened in there when they played Mercer County where they actually lost one of the two games, and I didn't think that was possible for the baseball team. Now, from there, they've won three in a row since that point coming into this weekend. This is a team that has just continued to produce at the level that we expected them to.
It definitely has. Last night, they hit seven home runs in a seven-inning game. It's unbelievable. The ball was jumping out of there, but the lineup that he has put together, as crazy as this sounds, that's expected. Multiple home runs each game is expected. They have 60 home runs through 29 games right now. That's insane to even think about. And just the hitting philosophy that he bought into and helped bring his players to is just creating such a good team concept where they're winning games, but also helping these kids get to four-year schools, which is Coach Eller's ultimate goal. And he's got some huge games this weekend coming up, and they just keep right on rolling.
Yeah, no doubt about that. Now let's touch on tennis as well, because I know we're going to be talking to Coach George Bedelis and Pablo Safont a little bit later on in the show. It's interesting. It's not just what they're doing on the courts this season, but who it is that's doing it that makes the tennis team at Hartford so interesting.
It definitely is. The women's team is one of the best teams he's had in the last few years. So that's a positive right off the bat. The men's team, this is the best men's team he has ever had. And this is his 18th year at Hartford. So it's just astonishing what they've been able to do on the court. But then when you look at their roster, he's got 13 student athletes on this roster. They are all freshmen, and 11 of the 13 are international students. So just that neat little twist of Harford County and the athletic department, what we're doing, and there's 13 international students. We've got kids from Spain and Brazil and Venezuela, and just the neat backstories about how each one of them has found Coach Bedelis and has found Harford. And I think we've got a good one today with Pablo Safont.
That is awesome. All right, Kevin, let's run down what people need to know, websites, social media, everything along those lines.
Well, like we said last week, the busiest time of year is the spring with all the sports we have, and it's the highest web traffic time for us. So keep it coming at HartfordAthletics.com. Twitter is @FightingOwlsHCC, and on Facebook is /HartfordAthletics.
Kevin Carver, appreciate it as always. When we come back in, we are going to talk some Hartford Community College tennis. Coach George Bedelis joins us next. This is Fighting Owls Weekly.
Dreher Physical Therapy Institute is a proud sponsor of athletic training services to the Hartford Fighting Owls. Located conveniently in Aberdeen, Bel Air, Hickory, and Edgewood, our four locations are ready to serve all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs with convenient scheduling Monday through Friday and Saturdays. For more information, please visit us on the web at www.dreherpt.com or call 1-855-5-DREHER. We are committed to providing the most effective, clinically superior physical therapy possible.
Attention food lovers!
While you're at the Hartford campus, don't forget to head just across the street to McShane's. Featuring a great menu including burgers, panini, salads, seafood, and more. Enjoy a great cup of coffee or latte and just hang out. Or if you're in a hurry, call ahead for pickup. Come on over to McShane's. You can check out our menu first at McShanesGourmet.com and get a 10% discount with your Hartford ID or 20% with your Hartford ticket stub the day of or after the game. Don't forget, we cater too. McShane's, really good food.
Welcome back in segment number two. It is Fighting Owls Weekly. Glenn Clark now joined by the tennis coach at Hartford Community College. He is Coach George Bedelis. Coach, thanks for taking the time for us this week. I got to start by asking you, how in the world are you pulling in players from every country on the face of the planet to come to Hartford Community College?
Well, I really don't know. I can think a little bit of blind luck and also the fact that we've been nationally ranked for probably 5 years straight.
I mean,
so I guess the national ranking probably helps the most, and it attracts students from all over the world to come here.
I would like to think, considering, I mean, there's no way you can have this many players from Spain and from Venezuela as well. You got to speak a little Spanish, right?
Actually, I don't speak any Spanish.
How's that possible?
I don't know, but sometimes I can't even understand what's going on. I have to make a English rule to understand things.
So tell me about these guys that come over. You know, obviously tennis is such an international game that it's not surprising, but when you bring in guys from around the globe, what do they know about Hartford Community College when they arrive, and how difficult is it for them to sort of get adjusted, get situated there in Bel Air?
That is the toughest part because, you know, to be honest with you, a community college like Hartford is not really set up to have international students as much. So we're going a little bit outside the norm, you know, because we don't have on-campus housing, we don't have meal plans and things of that nature. So that's probably the biggest adjustment, is getting used to trying to use the public transportation, finding rides. And what they know about the school is, you know, basically what I've told them about it and what they've been able to read online. You know, they come in, I show them around the campus, and really they learn as they go. This team has adjusted quite nicely.
That's great. And again, everything you're saying, I'd assume that's sort of like you have to build a support system for them, right?
Yeah, we do. And, you know, we talk a lot. You know, to be honest with you, one of the biggest assets that I have is Skype. And, you know, I Skype a couple times with each one of them before they get here.
That's a great...
Answer questions for their family and things of that nature.
That's a great point. Well, it's working. We know that much, because you're 9-1 on the year coming into the weekend with these guys. So I guess no matter where you find them, if they're good tennis players, they're going to be able to make it work here.
That's exactly right. And we played yesterday, so we're up to 10-1.
10-1, right.
So we're probably going to break our record this year for most wins in a season, I'm assuming.
That is remarkable. He is Coach George Bedelis, the tennis coach at Hartford, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Coach, when you have a group, and even at the community college level, you don't have them for very long. What do you have to do in order to be able to get these guys who are coming over? And I see the schedule you're playing. You're playing for your schools. What do you have to do as a coach to get them ready to go from day one to be able to compete against, you know, really high-level talents?
Well, quite honestly, they come in ready. I mean, they're all high-level players. Quite honestly, the players that are on the bench are good enough to play for a lot of the other schools that we play.
Wow.
So we go extremely deep with a whole lot of talented guys. So they come in as freshmen day one. I mean, we have 12 players, and 11 of them are freshmen this year. So they come in ready to play. That's the guys that try to recruit, are players that can hit the ground running.
Yeah, no, it's a great point. And obviously they're proving they can do just that based on their performance this season. Tell me about a couple of the guys. The guy that we're going to talk to a little bit later on in the show, Pablo Safont. Tell me about Pablo, who's a young man from Spain. Tell me about him in particular.
Well, he is a guy that is a hard worker. Instantly, I knew he was a leader. He's a team guy. So I realized, you know, obviously doubles is going to be a strength in a guy that's a team guy. And he's also a guy that works hard to improve and has the goal of being the best player. And right now he's playing four singles for us. In the fall he came in, I put him up at number one, and he's performed quite nicely. I'm really proud of him so far.
That's tremendous. And who are the, give me a couple of the other guys that people should be watching out for on your team.
Well, I would tell you that Chavi Grails, who's playing number three singles, I think he's going to have a good season. He's doing quite well right now. Thomas Pera from Venezuela. Bradley Shug, he's from Carroll County, Maryland. I'm expecting good things out of him, especially in doubles. And then there's my guy that I don't think as many know about that we play against. There's my kind of my sleeper that I think could be, you know, a contender at the national tournament, Alejandro Serrano Clark.
Wow.
And he's from Spain as well.
Well, it's funny when you drop in that Bradley's from Carroll County, because it seems like one of these things is not like the other, you know?
He's right now the only Maryland starter on a regular basis.
That's wild.
And there's, three Americans on the team right now?
Wow, that's incredible. No doubt it is littered with international players. Well, Coach, we appreciate it. We're going to look forward to chatting with Pablo when we come back in here. He is George Bedelis, the tennis coach at Hartford, and we will continue talking Hartford tennis next on Fighting Owls Weekly.
For many college student athletes, the opportunity starts here in the National Junior College Athletic Association. With over 500 member institutions and a rich heritage, the National Junior College Athletic Association provides a strong foundation for the academic and athletic experience of over 50,000 student athletes each and every year.
Starting at the community college level made perfect sense for me, and I wouldn't have traded the experience for anything. The National Junior College Athletic Association provided high-caliber athletic competition while I focused on what academic path made the most sense. My opportunity started in the NJCAA.
with championships in 28 team sports. The National Junior College Athletic Association fosters an environment of both competition and equality. Learn more at njcaa.org. That's njcaa.org. The National Junior College Athletic Association. The opportunity starts here.
Back in here on Fighting Owls Weekly, segment number 3. Let's continue to talk a little Fighting Owls tennis. Joining us now, a freshman on the Fighting Owls tennis team. He is all the way from Castellon. Let me get it right. Is it Castellon, Pablo? Is that how you pronounce it?
I'm from Spain. I'm from Castellon.
I should have gotten that right. From Castellon, Spain, he is Pablo Safont, and he joins us now. Pablo, thank you for taking the time for us. Please tell me how it is that a young man from Castellon, Spain, ends up coming all the way to Harford County to play at Harford Community College.
Well, my goal when I was in Spain was to combine my studies and playing tennis. And I was trying to find a university, and Coach Wood Ellis offered me to come here. He trusts me a lot, so I'm here to play.
And there you are. It just happens like that. Did you know anything at all about Maryland, about Harford County, before you arrived on day one?
Nothing. I didn't know about the state and nothing.
So you just hit the ground running from there, right?
Like I just talked to him, and he explained it to me, and he told me, okay, maybe it's going to snow a lot here, so you have to be used to it. But well, I like it.
I guess the good news is that no matter what, tennis is kind of tennis, right? Like, that part doesn't change a whole lot.
Yes, that's right.
Growing up in Spain, were you more of a... I feel like a lot of the guys from Spain are, like, real clay court guys. Were you kind of a clay court guy growing up?
Well, when I was younger, yes. But after that, I started to play in hard court, and I really prefer hard court than clay court.
Well, that works out pretty well, because there's not a whole lot of clay courts over here, are there? That works out okay. He is Pablo Safont from the tennis team, and he joins us here on Fighting Owls Weekly. Pablo, what's been the most difficult thing for you about adjusting to life at Harford and here in the area?
Well, at the beginning was the English level.
Sure.
Because when I arrived here, people were talking to me, and I didn't understand all the things that they were saying to me.
Wow.
But now I'm really happy because I improved my English a lot. So that was my goal, and I did it.
Yeah, I was going to say, the fact that you can do now an interview in English is really remarkable.
Yeah.
Pablo, how much does it help to have so many teammates that are either from Spain as well or from other parts of the world that you come together with? So it's not just you trying to adjust to this life, that you know that it's another group of guys that are all trying to adjust together.
Yes, about that, I think we are really lucky because, well, all my teammates are really nice and I love them, but it was easier to have the Spanish people here at the beginning because we come from Spain. I mean, we come from a place really far away from here. We are alone here. So I think being with the Spanish people was perfect to start like a life here.
Yeah, no, I think that's a great point, that it just allows you to adjust a little bit better. And tell me about Coach Bedelis. Obviously, the success speaks for itself, right? I mean, you guys are 10-1 coming into the weekend. It's clear he knows a thing or two about coaching, but to bring in so many guys from all over the world, what makes it work with Coach Bedelis? What makes him special?
Well, he's really excited to work with us. We are really excited to work with him, too. He loves tennis, and we can see that. And, well, try to do the best in all the practice, and we appreciate it a lot.
When it comes to who's the greatest player, is it Rafael Nadal or is it Roger Federer?
Well, I'm from Spain, so for me, it's Nadal, of course.
That's what I thought. That's what I thought you were going to say. Hey, Pablo, we really appreciate you taking the time for us this week. I need to let everybody know that this production of Fighting Owls Weekly has been a presentation of SFMSports.net. I'm Glenn Clark. So glad you joined us. Have a great week.